Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of "This Time My Laptop Works," so you'll actually be able to hear the song I was going to open with last week. Ask your doctor before viewing to make sure that the computers that actually work this time, so I can play the song I was going to play last week, is right for you. Welcome, everyone. That's right. It's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty. Nice to be here again this week. Actually, I was looking at my list and I just noticed, you know, this is, in fact, my fifth episode. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. Just wait till we get stuff like 20 or 10 or 42. I'll definitely do something special for the 42nd episode. Assuming I get that far. Hopefully. Anywho. So yeah. Nice to be here. Had a interesting weekend. Won't go into too much detail. However, I will say if you don't know, you know, I've lived most of my life in a Vallejo, and you know, it's not the greatest city in the world, but I much prefer riding my bike there than here in San Rafael. As you might guess, I owned my bike, had a flat, had to go fill it up, had to pay $1 for air. I know that's really not that significant, but I still find it really weird how we have to pay for air. You know, it's like everywhere. But whatever. That's not the point. Point is, see, in San Rafael, they have, you know, very different rules for bike riding. And you know, this is, of course, you know, important for me, I appreciate my bike. And I should hope that everyone who has a bike appreciates their bike.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Bicycle.
I'm so glad I found that song. Anywho, you see, in San Rafael, you can't ride your bike on the sidewalk. You have to ride it on the street. Now, I understand this, but I like to think I'm not the only person who finds it awkward knowing that you're only a few feet away from these hard metallic things that can easily do major harm to you, or at least more harm than, say, accidentally getting hit by a bicycle. But enough of my bicycle troubles. Let's get on to the music. So, our first song, we're going back to the 50s, 1958 specifically. This song sang by the Coasters, who through the late 50s and early 60s were one of the biggest performing acts in the rock and roll era. This song written by Jerry Leiber and Mike Stoller, who are a well-known the songwriting duo. The known for such songs as Hound Dog. Yeah, and the one that Elvis sang, or at least hit the song that he covered. And Kansas City, which according to Wikipedia is one of the most covered songs in modern history. Gotta love it. Anywho, that's right. It's every parent's favorite description on what the teenagers sound like when they're complaining. That's right, 1958, Yakety Yak.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety Yak!
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety Yak!
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Don't talk back.
You give me no dirty looks. Your father's hippie knows what cooks. Just tell your hooligan from outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak! Yakety yak!
Alrighty, welcome back everyone. And so, now, we're going to go forward to our first piece of novelty news, where I find articles from all around the world to help show just how weird the world can be. So, our first story comes from the state of Florida, where there's a dwarf, or a short person, or a midget, or whatever you want to call him. I'll stick to dwarf, thank you. But anywho, he's currently on for this whole year, he's been on a campaign to take out the ban the state had made on the sport of dwarf tossing, because that's apparently a thing. So, dwarf tossing. Yeah, it's a bar sport where they armor up the dwarf and they toss him to see who can throw him the farthest. Well, I suppose you could do a lot worse than that. You could do a lot better than that, but you could do worse than that. You could have a shin kicking contest. You know, when we try to kick each other in the shins, the first one who falls down wins. Or first one to fall down loses, my bad. And before you ask, yes, that's an actual sport. I looked it up. It's just, oh, wow. You know, like, I just can't imagine when they were first inventing this sport. Like the only thing I think they'd be thinking of, the other guys, you know, like, hey, you know what would be funny? If we go and we toss those short people, and they might get hurt, and it'll be super hilarious. And like, oh, well, wouldn't that be bad, you know, because we're hurting them? Like, oh, who cares? They're short people. Like, I seriously can't see that conversation going in any other form but that. But, hey, if he wants to get tossed around, I don't know why, but, hey, if he does, you know, that's up to him. That's his choice. Grown man, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Raise awareness, everyone, to the cause of dwarf throwing. In countries and states everywhere, the dwarves' right to be tossed in the air are being denied to them by the man. Man, you gotta stop the government from, like, you know, taking away our rights to throw short people in the air for fun. Anyways, so, for any of you just coming on or new to the show, I do indeed have a Facebook page. You can look it up on Facebook, the Dr. Novella. N-O-V-E-L-L-A. So you spell it Novella. You can look it up. Like the page. Sometimes I'll post things, you know, little stuff I think are funny or videos or whatever. And also, use it for other people. Kind of have like a little chat room kind of thing. You know, if there's anything you like, something you didn't like, you want to go over it, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's there for you. And also, at the end of each news piece, I like to have little questions for you guys to answer. And if I like what you got to say, I'll even read it out loud on the show. So it's almost like being famous, except not. Anyways, so my question to you, since I myself was a little shocked that such a sport exists, I want to know, what's the weirdest sport that you have ever heard of? And I swear if you say dwarf throwing, I'm going to call hacks. Alrighty, we'll be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. This is Dr. Novella here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Alrighty, welcome back everyone. You're watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we got some answers to my question about what's the weirdest sport you've ever heard of? So, see, we got a few people right here. We have Garrett Rettenhouse, who had suggested bed racing. So, like, racing like you while you sleep or something like that. Something like that. Racing. Bed racing, yes. Yes, racing while you sleep. Interesting, I will say. In fact, he even asks Justin. He asked my little brother. It's like he's challenging him. And how does he respond? Let's see. What a good idea. But it'd probably bore me to sleep. I hope you're happy, Justin. Oh, and he suggests pool noodle pole vault. Good luck with that. At least this time I know what you're talking about. Yeah, good luck with that. Just remember, if you fall and hurt yourself, I'm obligated by contract to laugh at you. Let's move on. So, for our next song, it took me a little while to find. See, this song by the band The Lonely Island. And the whole thing with Station is that, you know, you have a little room, but they do prefer that you try to keep it PG. They don't want anything too adult. And if you haven't heard of The Lonely Island, they're pretty funny. They're a hilarious band. They're cool. But they're not a PG band. That's probably what makes Weird Al so great. Like even without playing one of his songs, I'm already talking about him, even without playing it. But that's what's great about Weird Al, is that he's a PG funny. You know, you can take a kid to a Weird Al concert, and he'll be and no one will give you any dirty looks. You'll be perfectly fine. Everyone will have a good time. If you take it to a Lonely Island concert, then you might get some stares. Maybe some dirty looks. However, I did actually manage to find a song from them that would be acceptable. By acceptable, I mean they only swear once. Which, and yes, that is literally the best I can do. I could have used the clean version though, because they make an explicit version and a clean version, but the clean version is just the same, but they edit out all the swears and replace them with beeps, and I doubt you want to listen to 4 minutes of beep, 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 beep. I'm annoying myself just doing it. So, anywho, so here we go with our next song. The closest thing I think I can get to the theme song for every hipster in the world. Here it is, Lonely Islands. I threw it to the ground.
I was walking through the city streets, and a man walks up to me and hands me the latest energy drink. Run faster, jump higher. Man, I'm not gonna let you poison me. I threw it on the ground. think I'm a joke. I ain't gonna be part of your system, man. Pump that garbage in another man's veins. I go to my favorite hot dog stand, and the dude says, you come here all the time. Here's one for free. I said, man, what I look like, a charity case? I took it and threw it on the ground. I don't need your handouts. I'm an adult. Please, you can't buy me hot dog, man. At the farmer's market with my so-called girlfriend, she hands me her cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, this ain't my dad. This is a cell phone. I threw it on the ground. What, you think I'm stupid? I'm not a part of your system. My dad's not a phone. Duh. Some poser hands me cake at a birthday party. What you want me to do with this? Eat it? Happy birthday to the ground. I threw the rest of the cake too. Welcome to the real world, jackass. So many things to throw on the ground, like this and this and that and even this. I'm an adult. Two Hollywood phonies tried to give me their autograph. Nobody wants your autograph, phonies. Then the two phonies got up, turned out they had a taser, and they tased me in the butthole. I fell to the ground, the phonies didn't let up, tasing on my butthole over and over. I was screaming and squirming, my butthole was on fire. The moral of this story is, you can't trust the system, man.
Hi, welcome back. Hope you all enjoyed that. I know I did. Especially the part with the phone. I think that's my favorite part. Like, that's not my dad. This is a cell phone. That part literally, like, just cracked me up. Only reason I didn't hear it, because I had the mic muted. For just such the reason. So, and with that means it's time once again for another piece of novelty news. So, our next story comes from, once again, Florida. Not sure what it is about Florida today. It's just like it's like a magnet attracting weirdness. Anywho, so this is a woman. She had turned herself in to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office because she was a witness to touching and riding a manatee in the water, which is illegal in Florida law, and I should hope everywhere law. Wonderful. And this only supports my idea more that that almost every law in existence, especially the stupid ones, were made specifically because someone attempted it. It just warms my heart to know that people riding wild animals in the water was enough of a problem that Florida had to make a law about it. Now, lady, we need to talk, okay? First off, this is not SeaWorld, and you are not Aquaman, or Aqua Woman in this case. Now I just have it in my head like Aquaman riding around on a manatee, just chilling, riding on his manatee, and he's just like, yep, riding a manatee, totally not the most useless superhero ever. Hopefully, for all those Aquaman fans there, I should from the land of imagination. I apologize if any of you find this offensive. Anyways, I think now it's time once again for a question. So, remember I mentioned earlier, for anyone who just came on, that I have my own Facebook page. Just like Dr. Novella on Facebook. The Novella. Like the page. And at the end of these things, end of these articles, I like to ask you questions for you guys to answer, then I'll read afterwards. So what I want to know is if you're going to get caught writing something in the water, what would it be? And with that, we will be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh,
Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here with the one and only Dr. Novella on radio.dominican.edu. Sorry if that was a little longer than usual. Someone else was having an issue and I was trying to help him out. Anywho, so we have some questions, so some answers to my question. But what mythical sea creature would you want to ride? So let's see what we got. So, we have Garrett, who said he would be riding a narwhal. Excellent choice, good sir. And once again, he's challenging Justin to top it. I swear, this guy, he's challenging him. He's like, bring it on, man. Man. You're going to beat you, Justin. You're part of the system. And I hate Mark. Oh, but he got a response. What is it? Narwhals. Such beauty, indeed. I'll be in a car. No way I'd be caught polluting the air and not run. I see. Such a kind person you are, Justin. And yes, narwhals are truly beautiful. Oh, and we have another one. We have Patrick. What does the Patrick say? You would ride a Leviathan. Wonderful. I see all of you are just wholeheartedly determined to either creep people out or scare everyone to death. Oh. Oh. Okay, one more. Oh, and Captain Planet, according to Justin. Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. I'm sorry you had to listen to that. Let's get on to some real music. So, our next song is from the artist, the Party Grip. And the he has a he's a singer and songwriter on the internet. The every day he'll have this, he'll make this little weird quirky song about something like hamsters or Googling yourself or iPhones or a hamster dressed up like Batman with his sidekick. It's like a green radioactive hamster thing. Some of them get pretty weird. However, he does have a few like full length kind of songs that he has made. And this was one of them, where the official music video for it was made for the GTV's the Attack of the Show when they had their 1,000th episode, and featured the voice of the one of the hosts from the, of that time, the Olivia Munn. So here it is. Everyone's favorite nerd fantasy. The girl at the video game store.
3, 2.
Down at the mall is the one who's got it all. The answer to my prayers, just 2 doors down from Sears. I was surprised, 'cause they mostly hire guys. She's the girl at the video game. She's smart, and she's sweet, and she knows all of the cheats. Her thumbs are lightning fast, at Tekken she'll beat your ass. She was nice to me, she helped me buy my Wii. She's the girl at the video game store. I was alone, playing by myself. Oh, the night was so long, there must be something else. Then she gave me her code, now she's on my friend list. Oh, my heart, I hope this joy is never ending.
Really get the membership card. It's only $15 and it comes with a free magazine subscription.
I totally want that.
She was nice to me. She's my final fantasy. She's the girl. She's the girl at the video game.
And welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Though, Ruby, but before we continue, this wasn't on the Facebook page, but it was on the, it was a few days ago on another similar page I had made, technically by accident, because I wasn't sure which one was the actual page thing. But anywho, It was a question we posed about when I mentioned that the I didn't want to do specials or specific theme episodes every week. I mentioned wherever I'd want to do a Halloween, the holiday related ones, special theme for each of the holidays and stuff. And while the only song that I know of for Thanksgiving is the one from that e-card where the turkey is singing "I Will Survive," oh, I probably won't be doing that, but I do plan on doing stuff like that. I'll probably do a Halloween one, special episode for the Halloween one, and I'm going to do the one for, I'm definitely going to do a Christmas one. How about that? I'm definitely going to do a Christmas episode. Probably one of my last episodes too, because school for year gets out in early December. So it'd probably be either my last or my second to last episode. That'll definitely be my last episode. I'll make sure of it. And of course, thanks to my father's Dr. Demento Christmas CD, I know plenty of novelty songs about Christmas. Don't you worry, guys, about that. So, we're going to move on to our final piece of novelty news, where this one, once again, from Florida. Oh my. Like, it's funny, like when I was first putting these together, I really didn't mean to put them all in Florida. I swear, I really didn't mean to put them all in Florida. It just kind of happened. Anywho. So, this is about this guy named Edward. He participated in a giant cockroach eating contest. He won. He then died. So, yeah. According to the sheriff's office, him and several other contestants had signed up to eat a variety of insects at the Ben Single Reptiles in the town called Denver Beach. After eating dozens of giant cockroaches, the guy had been declared the winner of an ivory ball python. So, yay. Snakes. I personally wouldn't be competing for one of those, but whatever. And he had, apparently he had also entered a super worm eating contest earlier in the night. But after waiting, he had felt sick and then collapsed in the store and was later pronounced dead. The medical examiners are still conducting tests, so they don't know his exact cause of death. But I'd like to think it's going to be something involving, he just ate a bunch of giant cockroaches. I don't know. Maybe that's not good for you. I don't know. People eat weird stuff all the time. It might not necessarily kill you, but still, I can only imagine, going up to St. Peter and the Pearly Gates and like, oh, hey, how'd you die? And then he's just like, I'm sorry, could you say that a little louder? I died in a giant cockroach eating contest. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I died in a giant cockroach eating contest. So he lets him in. And then, goes to all the other angels, like, hey, man, you're not going to believe this guy. They're right over there. A bunch of those big cockroaches, man. He's crazy. He's the laugh of the party right there. And then they're all just going to laugh at his back, and then it'll just be depressing. So, we're going to have one more quick little break. Before that, of course, you knew considering the topic. Actually, no. I have even better question I was just going to ask where if you do that or not, but I know. If you were going up to heaven and all that, and they're asking, how'd you die, and it involved eating something, what would it you'd be eating? And we'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And no one answered my question. Why, guys? Don't you want to tell me what kind of stuff you'd want to die eating? Come on, man. Come on. You can be a part of my system. It's okay. You don't have to throw it on the ground. You can do it. Friendship and 80s music and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. Whatever, man. Our hour's almost up anyways. So, hope you guys had a wonderful hour. I know I certainly did. And I figured, what would be a good song to end us on? And so, I decided, what better way than with that song I used earlier when describing the pleasures of riding my bicycle. Have a good night.
bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
Jesus, I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. All I wanna do is
bye.